and inspiring.
Somebody, you know that I can use somebody, someone like you.
This is Delilah. What can I do for you?
Hi. I was wondering if you could play a song for me and my boyfriend.
What's your honey's name?
Lawson.
And what do you want to tell Lawson?
Well, Lawson has been out of the country for 9 months, and he's coming home in 4 days.
Out of the country as in traveling or deployed?
As in he's been living over in Cyprus with his family.
So is that where they're from?
No, he just moved there this past year.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Now he's coming home to stay or just to visit you?
He's coming home, hopefully to stay.
And what song would you like to hear?
Well, I was hoping you could pick one.
Listen to you grin.
I'm excited.
Have you figured out yet what you're going to wear? Because I know you've been thinking about it.
Well, I have, and I have not decided.
But you've thought about it a lot, haven't you?
I have.
She goes, something red, something casual, something not so casual. What should I do? What should I do?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. Cause I'm dreaming.
Our Delilah Dilemma tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Kayla. She says, my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years. We lived with each other for about a year, and then we moved back in with our parents because we didn't think we were financially ready to take that step together. Well, ever since then, it's been a nonstop fight between us. We bicker, we fight over the dumbest things, and I can't take it anymore. I've asked him before to please stop talking to his ex-girlfriend because she still likes him, and he won't stop. He keeps talking to her and it hurts me. The way our relationship is, it's hurting me every day. I love him and I want it to work, but I don't know what to do. I feel like if I stay, I'm just hurting myself. But if I leave, I might regret it. Please help me. I'm at a breaking point where I am so confused about everything. Thank you so much from Kayla. Kayla, I will have my mother Delilah words for you next. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Some people just know the best places to eat around town. Those are the people who know to choose Allstate. They know exactly where to go to get exactly what you're wanting. They know where to find the spiciest hot pot, the gooeyest brownies, and the tenderest, most flavorful portobello steak. Those people also know that safe drivers save 40% with Allstate.
Saving 40% is based on the national average premium savings for Allstate auto customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Okay, Jenny, you're in at forward.
Coach, you sure you don't want me to take over? It seemed like you weren't feeling too good earlier.
I'm feeling better.
No cough or chest congestion?
Took Mucinex Kickstart.
No more headache?
Nope.
Fever? Body pain?
I'm back in the game.
New Mucinex Kickstart gives all-in-one and done relief with a morning jolt of instant cooling sensation.
That's it, Jenny. Take the shot.
With Mucinex Kickstart, it's not cold and flu season. It's comeback season. Buy Mucinex Kickstart now at your favorite retailer. Use as directed.
100.1 KZSD.
Been away, haven't seen you in a while. How've you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? Don't seem the same. Seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. About you, have you got a place to stay? Why should I care when I'm just trying to get along? We were friends, but now it's the end of our love song. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye. Let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye.
teacher, and I can't believe it happened to me.
I'm a lawyer, and I was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, 1 in 6 people are victims of identity theft. And the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. A deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young woman named Kayla. She and her boyfriend had moved in together, and then the realities of being young and broke stepped in, and they moved back home with mom and dad. Now they're fussing, and it seems like one of the points of contention is the fact that he is friends with his ex. Kayla, listen to me. Are you listening to me? Write this down. You cannot ever control another person's behavior. Did you hear that? You are trying to control your boyfriend. He's not a dog on a leash. You are not a jailer that gets to tell him what time to do this or who he can talk to or not talk to. You cannot control your boyfriend. You can either accept that he is friends with the ex and have peace with that, or you can let it stress you out and lose your mind over it, but you are not going to control him. I know women, one in particular, that goes to crazy lengths to control her husband. Checking up, having apps that stalk and on and on and on. And guess what? It doesn't work. All it does is drive the two of you crazy. So if you are with somebody that you don't trust, that has proven by their actions that they are not trustworthy, then don't be with that person. If he has cheated on you with this ex, then don't be with him. But if he is simply friends with somebody from his past, let it go, child. If you are not secure in your relationship with your boyfriend, then you need to move on down the road. If you are secure in that relationship, if he is a good person, if he is honest with you, if he is committed to you, then stop trying to be a control freak. Okay? All right. Good luck.